Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. The Creator. After you know how bad the mind is and will become disenchantment with it. Therefore let us contemplate the mind. The result of this candor came from Kama. Could it be done by itself alone? You must ask me. Did it have any leader above him? The mind is controlling and governing on Kama. Mind is the cause and Kama the result. Kama is so strange and wonderful and the mind also. With the mind, in the future the result will arise. You're following the path without ending. Does everyone have the same result? For example, body, face, etc. It's not the same that there is something controlling it. Kama strangely making the construction and each one of us is not the same. Living beings fall into hells are in different types of hells. With different kinds of kama and different kinds of result arise. If you ask why kama can give different kinds of result. At the time of doing kama the mind is strange and wondrous. As the mind is so strange and wondrous, the kama also is. With the strange and wondrous kama and the result kandas are also strange and wondrous. Someone can't control his mind and creates kama like a blind elephant passing through the thicket forest. With blindly creating kama the results will arise blindly, randomly. The Buddha mentioned the importance of controlling the mind in the Sitavagga, the Dhammapada. In the Anguttara Nikaya, a monk asked the Buddha three questions. 1. What is leading the world? The mind is leading the world. All kinds of action are leading by the mind. 2. What is pulling the world? The mind is pulling and pushing the world to rebirths, e.g., celestial realm, hell realm, etc. Arise with the inclination of the mind. 3. With which desire is the world following? The world is following and arising with the desire of the mind. The Buddha answered that the mind was leading the world. The world was referred to the mind and body, the five khandhas or living beings. For example, you have come here to listen to talk. It is led by the mind. Falling into the realms of becoming is led by the mind. Now you know that who is the culprit leading living beings and wandering in samsara. Our khandhas are controlled by the mind. Before we didn't know the master of kama. Now, you have found the master of kama. The mind makes you suffer and shameless in the 31 realms of existence. If you overcome, conquer the mind and everything is finished. Devadatta, the cousin of the Buddha, couldn't control his mind and fell into hell. Because of the mind, living beings are arriving into the wombs of different kinds of animal, and taking rebirth anywhere. They're arriving into others' mouths as corpses, etc. i.e., as foods. People are taking these things as coming from kama, so they don't practice sitanupassana. Instead they are making good kamas. Most wrong views have connection with the mind. For example, it makes me angry. I want to eat, etc. Sitanupassana is the quickest way to enter the stream. With the contemplation of Vedana and it kills Tanha, with Kayanupassana to Lobha and Dhammanupassana to Moha. Mind and feeling are arising together, Sahajata. It's like the fire and the light. The result of kama also will be gone if you can control or overcome the mind. Therefore the mind is leading the world, i.e., answer to Q1. Again the mind is pulling the worlds. The mind is pulling it towards the family members and arriving there, i.e., the A to Q2. Again the world is following the desire of the mind. Because of the mind, volition, satana, kama, arises. The result of kanda arises because of kama. Is it possible if you don't kill the primary cause, i.e., the mind and not kama? The mind will make you become a being eating vegetarian or excrement. People living in the poor rural area are using a deep pit toilet. There will be a lot of white worms appearing there after a while. It seems they are wriggling and struggling among each other for the excrements. Nowadays, human beings are like these worms, just only thinking about money, power, fame and sensual pleasure. They never mention about moral issues except money and pleasure. The media and people behaviors testify this point. How much terrible it's. Don't listen with a normal ear. We must conquer it. If not, it'll conquer us, and becoming corpses in others' mouths, in hell walks. Living in the eggshells and becoming worms are arranging by the mind. If you can't overcome to contemplate the sense bases, ayatana, with sense objects impinge on it and the mind will lead you here and there. The mind is making people crazy. If you overcome the mind, there are no craziness, aging, sickness and death. If you overcome the mind and no kama arises. And without kama and no aging, sickness and death arise. By using the reverse order of DA process, patiloma and tracing the cause of birth, aging and death, and it ending at sense bases ayatana. Ayatana left pointing arrow fasa left pointing arrow vedana left pointing arrow tana left pointing arrow upadana left pointing arrow kama left pointing arrow jati, jara, marana. There are six sense bases. It's matter, rupa, from kakayatana to kayayatana, and manayatana is the mind. The cessation of sense bases is nibbana, from the Samyutta Nikaya. Therefore, the Buddha said there were no kakayatana, manayatana in nibbana. You have to make the mind ceases if you want to arrive nibbana. Therefore, the Buddha said that there were no sun and moon, ayatana existing in nibbana. Let us contemplate manayatana, the mind. Normally, if the mind arises, it leading to feeling, action, vedana, kama. In the whole samsara, we didn't cut it off that the kanda processes were continuing. Without cutting off, we are running in a circle. If you overcome the mind and the world of living beings will end, satta loka. I am encouraging you to work hard for the overcoming of the mind. It's only following behind the mind with magga. Every time mind arises, contemplate its impermanence. You'll complain as it's difficult to follow behind the mind every time arises. Normally you're following downstream with the mind. Downstream is always easy. You're easily following behind fasa to kama. Now, you have to follow only one, the mind. During the five steps you're not tired. I.e., fasa right pointing arrow kama. For this only one step, you say you are tired. So what can I do? Exclamation mark. If you keep the playful monkey for quiet and it'll not happy, here monkey is the mind. You have to follow behind the mind every time it arises. If not, after the five steps and you'll fall into the wok, hell. If nana can't overcome the mind and kama will influence you. It is very important to overcome the mind. In the Dhammapada it had mentioned that someone could train the mind was leading to nibbanic happiness. Let us tame the mind with magan. The mind is also making the material world of breathing, in, out breathing mind. The air follows behind the mind. If you're breathing long and it's long, the matter arises in accordance with the mind. At walking, the body is also walking fast if the mind is fast. It was also by the mind that we had been missed with every Buddha. It's clear that the mind is controlling us. Sayadaw continued on the practice of Sitanupasana using the simile of a spider. Contemplate the impermanence of the mind arising from the six sense doors. You have the kanda process, so asking you to cut its dukkha. With magga following behind the mind and can't continue the kanda process. The ending of the mind is the ending of the kanda. Then you will attain nibbana in this life. Tanha also can't follow behind the mind and samsara is cutting off. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Not a soul, only an intrinsic nature. The Buddha's doctrine is to know the arising and passing away of phenomena. This is every Buddha's doctrine by watching and observing the kanda. Accept impermanence and you can't find hairs, teeth, etc. How do you observe and see it? You have to learn the way from a good teacher, with observation and will see it. If you have this knowledge, tanha, upadana and kamma will cease. Only by seeing impermanence that you are becoming the sasana insider, can be said as a true follower of the Buddha. Even universal monarchs, Kakavati Rajas, could give the five precepts, sila. Outside the sasana, the Velama Brahman, the Bodhisatta, had performed the greatest dana, offerings. With only dana and sila will not attain nibbana. But it also needs to do the practice. Dana and sila are the supportive conditions and not the direct ways. If you are still not seeing the impermanence yet, even though born during the sasana is still an outsider. Only by discerning impermanence and ditthi will fall off. By seeing the arising or vanishing and becomes an insider. Then you have the seed of liberation. The knowledge of in accordance with the truth arises in your heart, because of anicca dukkha sakka. With this knowledge will continue to know the higher knowledges. Discerning impermanence is a color, sotapanna, and will not fall into the painful birth for one life, i.e., next life. If not near death, kamma, asana, can come in and disturb you to fall into painful birth. Gave the example of Queen Malika and the monk Tissa. So you have to practice hard to discern anicca. Someone not seeing impermanence is sticking with ditthi. And seeing it as an entity and can't free from the sphere of concept. A type of vedana is arising and if you can discern it as not there with the contemplation. In this process, the arising and vanishing are the duty of the phenomena, dharma, and discerning with the contemplation is the duty of the yogi. It also has impermanence by itself even if you're not observing or looking at it. It's the fixed order of phenomena, dharma niyama. Someone observes it and ditthi fall away and he is closing the doors of painful existence. If not, ditthi will arise and open the doors to painful existence. Knowledge is closing the doors of painful birth and ditthi opening it. In your heart, there are dharmas opening the doors of hell and closing of it. These are wrong view and right view. If you want to close the doors of painful existence and don't neglect what the kanda are showing you. I am often reminding you of to be mindful, diligent and contemplate with wisdom. You will see it if you observe in this way. What is the benefit of seeing impermanence? Tanha, mana and ditthi will die. Be mindful is satima. Diligent is atapi. Contemplation with panna is sampajana. These came from the Satipatthana Pali. Have we to practice with three of them? Not at all, it comes together. These dharmas are can't separate. Kanda is impermanent. Therefore the person and being are disappeared. It becomes right view and wrong view has to be disappeared. Its intrinsic nature arises and its intrinsic nature disappears as seeing impermanence. It disappears without a person nor a being. Ni sata, ni jiva, sabhava. This is not a person, nor a soul and just only an intrinsic nature. Ultimate phenomena, paramatta dharma, a phenomena of intrinsic nature, sabhava dharma. All khandhas are sabhava arise and sabhava disappear. Each one of them is sabhava. Sayadaw explained them with the example of a lightning. If you discern ni satta, ni jiva, sabhava are seeing rightly. Every day I am teaching you about wrong view and right view, and only changing the forms. I make your wrong view into right view. I am helping you discern impermanence. If we study many Sayadaw's talks can see these points. We can understand the compassion of the Buddha and his noble disciples. Nothing is more important than closing the doors to painful and miserable births. Even a real bodhisattva couldn't escape it. We can see it in the Jataka stories of the bodhisattva. Anyone didn't have the prediction from a Buddha in the past was not a real bodhisattva and just only in name. Dharma talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Why can't discern dukkha? To know the present dukkha is important. First, to know the present dukkha, and the second become afraid of it are important. You will not afraid of the future dukkha if you don't afraid of the present dukkha. This khanda is present dukkha. If you only know aging and sickness, knowledge can't arise. To know the dukkha of at the time of healthiness is important. Only that you know the real dukkha. If you know the dukkha of aging, sickness and death, is called samvega dukkha. With this kind of dukkha, the path, magga, not arises. It can lead to path and fruition knowledges to know the dukkha when you're healthy. It can't lead to magga when dukkha comes from groaning and crying. Knowing dukkha with the healthy body in activities can lead to the path knowledge. People were still healthy when they went to listen to the Buddha's teachings. Dukkha with pain and aches are pataka dukkha. Pataka dukkha are distinctive dukkha. Even animals can know it. Dukkha arises at the time of healthiness can lead to the path knowledge. You can see this only with nana eye, whereas you can't see it with the ordinary eye. This is called apataka dukkha. You'll get only samvega if you still don't practice after getting old. It means with old age difficult to do the practice. You can't attain path and fruition knowledges. Apataka dukkha exists but not in a distinctive way. And observe with nana, you will know it as real dukkha. Pataka dukkha is what everyone can see. Whereas apataka is not that everyone can see it. People are practicing without samadhi that can't see apataka dukkha. This point was the Buddha said to the monks. For 10 minutes or 15 minutes let the mind concentrates on the meditation object, hear the breath. It is samadhi if the mind not running away, but no penetration yet. It's just only samadhi. Therefore if you all are arriving here, I am asking you to sit for samadhi 20 minutes or 30 minutes. Sayadaw gave short instruction for anapana samadhi. If someone went to his place and practiced for some time, he asked to develop strong enough samadhi before vipassana. After developing calmness of samadhi and turning towards the khanda we'll see the apataka dukkha. You'll attain path and fruition knowledges only with good health. And at near death, you can't and will only see pataka dukkha, without the practice only see pains. The Buddha was asking us to practice when we were still young. At the time of the Buddha most people attained path and fruition knowledges when they were healthy. Only few had realized it when they were sick. These people were also had previous experiences. After with calmness of samadhi you have to observe the five khandhas. Don't observe all of them. The Buddha taught four satipatthana. You have to look for the most attached object. Mostly attached to the mind with wrong view. Sayadaw gave instruction for sittanupassana. The saying of paramatta sabhava means the ultimate phenomena have only intrinsic nature, not as a body. For example, you see the itching and then it's not existing. It's arising and vanishing of intrinsic nature. It's nisatta, nijiva, free from a person or a soul, and you only see its intrinsic nature. We give the names just for knowing them, as examples, seeing mind, hearing mind, itchy mind, etc. i.e., to know the arising object for contemplation. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Becoming and not becoming. Becoming again is dukkha. It's dukkha sakkha. Not becoming again is sukha, happiness. It's nirodha sakkha. Sayadaw mentioned many kinds of dukkha. Because of the body. Not becoming again is nibbana. It's all kinds of dukkha not arising. You have to practice with the mentality of not becoming again. This is practice for the dying of bhava-tanha craving for becoming. So you have to practice it very quickly. You'll be suffered if becoming again. It needs to be watched and observed your candor. Sayadaw was using Ven. Sariputta's Gata on the practice as an instruction. You have to reflect and contemplate this candor again and again with knowledge. For example, you watch and observe when Vedana arises and will see its arising and passing away again and again. It was including with the becoming again and again. All these are dukkha. You will discern more if the knowledge becomes sharper. You will see the becoming again and again. Don't be let it out of sight. I am teaching you the way of to know the becoming again. I want you to know the becoming dukkha. At first, it's dukkha. After a while the knowledge becomes sharper and penetrates it as real dukkha. In reality it's the truth, sakkha. Seeing dukkha and real dukkha are quite different. If you ask me, when'll the path knowledge arise? The answer is seeing only dukkha and not arising yet. But seeing the real dukkha and it'll be arisen. The day when the truth arises will enter the stream. You will know the real dukkha by observing the becoming dukkha again and again. It becomes vijja udapadi, knowledge arises with the right knowing. Knowledge arises in the heart base, i.e., the hadayavathu. During the time of knowing the becoming dukkha again and again, our dying and suffering are never ending. We are dying with the aging and death dukkha carrying with them. Then we know kikha nana, the knowledge of its functioning, i.e., the oppressive nature. We are burning with the fire of aging and death carrying with them. With the function of burning and it disappears. You will suffer again in this way if you are becoming again. And then kikha nana is becoming clear. Knowing its vanishing is sakkha nana. By seeing kikha nana very well and latent disposition ceases, i.e., anaseya. It means contemplation very well with kikha nana and will enter the stream. This is katha nana, knowledge of seeing the ending of dukkha and arising by itself. You'll know it after the practice. Knowing the arising dukkha and the vanishing dukkha are sakkha nana. Knowing the vanishing by oppressing is kikha nana. With the knowledge becoming sharper and sharper, you don't want it anymore. If you are fear and disgusting of becoming again and it ceases. If you contemplate the Vedana and the Vedana ceases, if the mind and the mind ceases. Knowing dukkha not exists is katha nana. Dukkha not becoming again is nibbana. You can't attain the path knowledge in this life if you don't discern becoming again. You do not need to worry about it if you are discerning it. If you don't see it, then it resists as a bodily concept and does not discern dukkha. This is a padaparama person or double-rooted person, duatukha. He only develops parami in this life if he is doing the practice, but he will have the potentiality for the realization in next life. Anyone has the potentiality of attainment if he discerns becoming again. He is including among the people of ending dukkha. Now you know how much important of discerning impermanence. Udayabhaya Nana, Banga Nana, all are discerning of becoming again, i.e., knowledge of rise and fall, knowledge of dissolution. Except the path knowledge, all insight knowledges are discerning the becoming again. The reason of not becoming again is the ending of sankhara dukkha. It is the unconditioned nibbana. The happiness, sukha, of not becoming arises, which is nibbana. At the ending of becoming again is the existence of nibbana. Not arising of becoming again is nibbana. Dukkhasa antam karasati, at the ending of dukkha is seeing nibbana. Every time seeing the impermanence, ditthi and tana, which lead to woeful planes, are still hidden underneath. Therefore, the knowledge of seeing the becoming again is still like a hidden disease and not a cured one. It'll pull you down to the woeful plane if you do not continue to do the practice. So kalesas are hiding there and waiting for the chances. People are not doing vipassana and kalesa diseases are always in stimulated states. Therefore you have to practice until seeing the becoming not rises again. Only then the hidden disease disappears and the waiting kalesas are gone. Becoming again is dukkha and not becoming again is sukha. In the samsara it's only in this way. With the contemplation it's also in this way. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Don't live and die with ignorance. Listening to the Dharma Talks are the same as study the teachings. By turning inwards to the Kanda with knowledge and attaining Yathabhuta Nana is quite beneficial, i.e., the knowledge of as it really is or rise and fall. The Buddha was concerned for the monks and giving the four types of rain as examples to teach them, from the Anguttara Nikaya. These four types of rain are 1 with thundering and not raining, 2 without thundering and raining, 3 not thundering nor raining, 4 with thundering and raining. The Buddha taught with compassion and wanted him to practice. The first one is someone has Dharma knowledge but not practice. The second one is someone not has much knowledge but practice intensively what he has known. Let's say with one of the Satipatthanas and getting the result. The third one is someone without knowledge and practice. The fourth one is someone has Dharma knowledge and practice. You older people must practice like the rain without thundering and raining. Most older people were sitting close to Sayadaw. You shouldn't behave like the third person. The fourth person is a very good one. There are more second type of people. Therefore, no need to be in low spirit. When did the letters start to appear? It arose only after the Buddha was passing away. At the Buddha's time, before letters arose, there were more people attaining liberation. Wisdom has the powerful quality of penetration. If we are choosing something in the world, wisdom is the noblest and sharpest thing. We have to be born and died in the darkness if we're not doing the task of wisdom. This saying is you'll die with ignorance, avidya. Also it's starting with ignorance, i.e., the DA process. King Milinda asked Ven. Nagasena. What are the differences between wisdom and knowledge? Panna and Nana. They are the same. Non-delusion, amoha, is also panna. It's panna if you know the three characteristics. Annika exists and you know Annika, it is Panna. Other characteristics are also in the same way. Annika, Dukkha and Anatta are objects of conditions Aramanapakkhaya, and because of them knowledge on the objects Aramanika arises. Because of Dukkha, the knowledge of Dukkha arises. Because of Annika, the knowledge of Annika arises, etc. Panna can't arise if no one teaches Annika, Dukkha and Anatta. Therefore only a Buddha had arisen and beings had the knowledges. Ignorance covers up the three characteristics. We are born with ignorance. I am asking you to do vipassana is to know the reality. Therefore never forget that the knowing has to be in accordance with the reality. The darkness of ignorance will be ceased if the light of wisdom appears. Both of wisdom and ignorance are in the process of cessation, i.e., wisdom cut off the DA and ignorance continues it. What are the differences? Their cessations are not the same. For example, the mind of wanting to eat arises. It's Panna if you know its cessation. If you don't know and other minds continue to arise, it's ignorance. For example, I'll go and buy this food. For a vipassana yogi, knowing Dharma arising here and vanishing here is Panna. With the disappearance of ignorance, you see the existence of impermanence. If not seeing the impermanence, it is not a good long life even living for 100 years. And at near death, it becomes sorrow, lamentation, etc. It is the cause of not knowing, avidya, ignorance. Therefore, one will die with ignorance and take rebirth in the wok, hell cauldron. Here, Sayadaw was reminding and encouraging his disciples with Samvega not to waste their times and did the practice. An earthworm was born in the darkness and died in darkness. It represents ignorance, avidya. We are living with ignorance if we are not seeing impermanence yet. You'll see it if I explain. For example, a sound arises and passes away. The thought that it's nice to hear will arise, for a pleasant sound, if you don't pay attention to hear and it's vanishing. In the case of Panna, it happens also after seeing the vanishing and ceasing, the contemplative mind, Nana. But the Kama of Panna Bhavana is not ceasing. The potential energy of Nana. It arises again and you know it. I am talking about the power of Vipassana Nana with one discerning. King Milinda not cleared about this point, Sir Ven. Nagasena gave an example. At night wrote a letter under a light. After finished the letter and the light went out. But in the morning went to see the letter and the words were still there. It was like the energy of Kama. Each time with the discerning and the Panna energy are leaving behind with the mind. Therefore, you will see impermanence if you continue with the contemplation. So discerning of impermanence is very important. If not, you're an earthworm. Mostly you lose the attention of rising and passing away because it's covered up with ignorance, avidya. I am urging you that practice hard to become Panna when you are still healthy. Continued to talk on Satipatthana Samyutta. For example, wanting to eat something arises and if you only know the wanting to eat mind, it's Satipatthana. It's not becoming Bhavana yet. Only after the arising and knowing the ceasing becomes Bhavana. Whatever mind arises and observe to know its vanishing. Vedana are also in the same way. A person with samadhi will know its arising every time. Satipatthana Bhavana is called Magga. The path factors which see impermanence, even you don't have book knowledge. You can contemplate to discern it. You will attain Nibbana if you see impermanence. Sayadaw continued to talk other things. About impermanence with the simile of dawn time, and then listening to Sakka Dharma and wise attention. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Wise attention and wisdom. Wise attention, Yonasumanashikara, means Anicca exists and one can make the attention as Anicca. For the other characteristics, it also is in this way, including asubha, loathsome, foul. With the wise attention, Nana follows behind. With wise attention, Nana cut off kalesa, defilements. Wise attention is paramata dharma, ultimate reality. Nana cutting off kalesa is also a paramata dharma. Both of them are mental factors, setasika. Wise attention is the first and cutting off kalesa is the second. Both of them are dharma cutting off kalesa. These two points are important for people practicing vipassana. King Milinda asked Ven. Nagasena. What are the differences between wise attention and wisdom? Ven. Nagasena gave the example of cutting off the rice plants with a sickle. Here wise attention is turning towards the object. Only with the including of Nana that kalesa is cutting off. The vipassana journey will be succeeded with both good attention and Nana. Only with both combine will see impermanence and kalesa will be cut off. Connection with wise attention, Sayadaw told about the story of Prince Jayasena and Ven. Bhumija. Jayasena asked four questions to Ven. Bhumija, MN.126 Bhumihasutam. These questions were. One, some people making wishes, prayers and practice, but not attain the path and fruition knowledges. 2. Some people not making wishes nor prayers, but with practice and also not attain the path and fruit. 3. Some people sometimes making wishes and prayers and sometimes practice, also not attain path and fruit. 4. Some people not making wishes, prayers nor practice. So not attain anything. What are the reasons behind these? Ven. Bhumija answered, with unwise attention will not attain anything and I never heard about these things from the Buddha. This is my view about them. I refer to this story for the importance of wise attention. For example, on the hand a painful feeling arises. If you don't see it's vanishing and it's without Nana. For the painful feeling you have the attention, so you know it. Painful. Painful is satipatthana. Here the mental noting of the arising of pain. Not knowing the pain disappears is without Nana. You will know that it does not exist if you know the vanishing. You only know the existing before. You have to note this point. If you only knowing the pain, i.e., painful, painful, and it's yoniso, wise attention. It's not including wisdom yet. I am now talking about the important point. The big pain disappears if the pain reduces. Only with wise attention not attains nibbana. Only Nana can follow behind and will realize it. It's the Dharma instantly leading to nibbana that I am talking about. It's important. In the Satipatthana Samyutta, it mentioned that it will not attain nibbana with only Satipatthana, but it must include the Satipatthana Bhavana. Satipatthana only knows the arising Dharma and Satipatthana Bhavana knows the vanishing. Satipatthana is yoniso and Satipatthana Bhavana is panna. Only just knowing the arising and not the vanishing, then no magan follows. Therefore it doesn't cut off DA process. I am talking about the important point for someone wanting to realize nibbana instantly. Therefore I am urging you all, for practicing to know the arising and vanishing. Here wise attention, yoniso, is knowing a kanda arising and not as an entity, a self or a soul, but as a conditioned phenomenon, dharma. Closing square bracket. For example, while drinking water you feel that it's good. You have to contemplate to know its goodness. and also think about its not existing, i.e., its existing and not existing. Knowing its goodness is satipatthana. Knowing its goodness not existing is satipatthana bhavana. In this way the DA process is cutting off. Another e.g., is, I am angry is satipatthana. If you don't know, the angry mind disappears and not becomes bhavana. Only knowing anicca becomes bhavana. Therefore I am exhorting you as have to know the arising and vanishing. Knowing the arising is wise attention and not including nana. Therefore whatever mind arises, have to know the arising and vanishing. Sayadaw gave another example for the hungry mind. Knowing the hungry mind is with right attention. Not knowing the hungry mind disappears is not including nana, and continues the dependent arising process. Sayadaw continued about right and wrong attention, yoniso and ayoniso, with the simile given by the Buddha. A man in need of oil would pile gravels in a tub and press it, even made a wish for results, having made no wish, both having made a wish and no wish, and neither having made a wish or nor having made no wish. He would be incapable of obtaining results. Right attention is the main point. Wishes and prayers are not. With right attention and can follow with nana, and will arrive to nibbana. Practice is the main task and right practice is important. DA process is supporting this point. You don't need to choose a place for practice. You can do the practice where the mind arises. The problem is you don't do it. Mind will arise wherever you are. Sayadaw gave another example of a cow. If you want milk by twisting the horn of a cow and can't get it. Therefore it's important to practice rightly. It's bhavatabha and getting magga if discerning impermanence. By getting magga and have the benefit of cutting off samsara.